back with one more story on The Takeaway today. Most of you have probably heard of web cookies, those things in your computer that store browsing data when you're on the internet. Well, there's another kind of digital tracking technology that's on the rise, and it's called fingerprinting. Security researchers have dubbed it a next-generation tracking tech because it's so much more advanced and harder to detect than a web cookie. Sarah Sluice is a senior editor at AdExchanger, and she joins us in studio today to talk about this new technology and what it tells us about our digital privacy going forward. Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And that was the song, I Always Feel Like Somebody's Watching Me, which is kind of appropriate for this. Let's talk about, what is fingerprinting? I mean, how does it work and how does it track us online?
So fingerprinting is a way to uniquely identify who you are using attributes that are passed from the web browser or from your mobile device. So when you load a web page, it's saying this language is set to English, you're running Chrome version XYZ, this operating system, and it makes everything look right. But it turns out there's also billions of different combinations of how these different attributes can be arranged, which makes it possible to figure out who you are.
Yikes. And some people are calling it a next generation tracking technology. Why is it more difficult to detect than a web cookie? How is the tech itself different?
Well, so cookies are something that you can clear in your browser if you, most people know how to clear them or block them. But fingerprinting is something that doesn't require your opt-in. It just is something that can be passively detected. So you don't know who's doing it or how much information they're able to gather about you. And that's really one of the biggest reasons why, even in the advertising industry, I think a lot of people are not happy that there are other companies doing this practice. They feel like it's giving a bad name to the industry. Overall, there's no opt-out, and there's not a lot of transparency even into who's doing it. I cover this for a living. I'm always talking to these companies. A lot of people are a little cagey around whether or not they do it, or if they do it, they say they do it in a privacy-safe way, or they're only collecting some data, or they're keeping it anonymous. So it's really hard to understand how people are using it, if they're using it appropriately.
And do we know how many websites and apps and companies are using this technology right now, or is it still unclear?
I think it's still unclear. I've seen some data that it's maybe in the single-digit percentages, but it's not just apps or websites that are collecting this information about you. It's all these companies that you've never heard of that are hundreds of different ad tech companies that are competing with companies like Facebook and Google.
Now, I used to cover ad tech many years ago, and it's a confusing, to say the least, industry. But what do those companies do? Like, is there a way that you can explain it to our listeners so that they're not as, you know, so it's not as confusing? Because there are millions of thousands of these companies out there. What do they do exactly?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the quintessential example is that you look at the pair of shoes, right, and they follow you around the internet. And in the past few years, it's become harder to do that because let's say that you're on your mobile browser, Safari, they block cookies for the most part, so the shoes can't follow you around anymore. And so the reason it's being called a next generation technique is because companies that cookies are now blocked are now trying to find workarounds so they can still show you that pair of shoes that they really want you to buy.
Or if you were looking at a vacation and now that vacation deal is following you to every website that available. I'm speaking with Sarah Sluice about fingerprint tracking, which is a next generation digital tracking technology. So I'm curious, Sarah, back in the Stone Age, i.e. 10 years ago, this whole idea of cookies was something that made it all the way up to the federal government. The FTC was looking into this because of privacy concerns. Is there any movement right now? Has the federal government even thought about looking at fingerprinting right now?
Not really that I know of. I know Uber got in trouble a couple years ago for what it was doing around mobile apps. They said it was to prevent fraud, but I do know that the FTC was alerted about that practice. But yeah, right now it's just been flying under the radar.
What does this mean for an internet user's privacy? I mean, is there anything that's actually being compromised? Because I've heard that rationale before, that this is aggregate data that we're just collecting. But at the end of the day, I mean, a lot of these tech companies and a lot of the data companies that exist really know you personally, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, in terms of what people can do about it, Right now, there actually is some progress being made where, I mean, if you use Safari, a lot of one thing they're doing is kind of scrambling some of the details, making them less specific. So it's harder to do fingerprinting. Firefox is in the works of doing this as well. It's kind of in early stages. And Chrome said they're going to do that. So even if you're a user who doesn't know what it is, there is going to be progress to kind of eliminate or reduce this practice.
And one of the things that came out of the cookie debate from a couple of years ago was that users would have to get a notice. And I'm sure many of us see that notice now mm-hmm. when we go to a website and it says, you know, either on mobile or otherwise, and it says, you know, this website uses cookies to get information on you. If you continue to read this, you know, you agree to that, right? Mm-hmm. That took a lot of federal input and to make that happen. Is there something you think on the horizon right now for fingerprinting, or is it still too early to tell?
There's nothing that I know of. I think it's still too early to tell. I mean, I think one of the ironic things about the rise of fingerprinting is that it's less privacy safe, but it's become more popular because there's more awareness around cookies and cookies are being blocked. So it's kind of led to this cat and mouse game where it's driving tracking underground.
And is there such a thing as tracker blocking? And if so, does it work like cookie blocking?
There are some add-ons and extensions to browsers that people can use. The problem is that it kind of breaks the user experience. I've heard of people having to unblock them in order to just buy something in their shopping cart. So it's not really, you're going to have to be someone who really cares a lot about privacy to deal with the trade-off.
I mean, and we're also hearing about the technology, and I don't know if this is the same, but we hear a lot about encrypted technology and more people downloading, you know, things like WhatsApp and Signal to be able to. Would that prevent fingerprinting at the end of the day if I'm using an encrypted app or some encrypted type of technology, or is that just not even on the table?
I think that there are some kinds of browsers where that information would be obfuscated enough that it wouldn't be identifiable. But again, you're going to have to be dealing with that trade-off where everything's going to be rendering kind of funky and strange on the website. Because fingerprinting, you know, it's something that was designed to make everything look great. And then it's just been kind of misappropriated or reappropriated in order to identify you.
Sarah Sluice is a senior editor at AdExchanger. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.